We're going to be reading verses 26 through 38. Okay. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. "How can I," he said, "unless someone explains it to me?" So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. The eunuch was reading this passage of scripture. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before their shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, "Please tell me, who is it the prophet talking about? Is the prophet talking about himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with the very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Thank you. Thank you. This morning I want to talk about, you may have guessed already, divine appointments. And you know, there are times when we have appointments in our lives, right? You know, our lives are full of schedules and appointments. And there are times when God puts a divine appointment in our lives to accomplish things that are orchestrated by God. A divine appointment is simply an appointment where God will place another person in that person's walk or in that person's life to tell them about Jesus or to encourage them in their faith. So it's an appointment that is orchestrated by God. Before we go into this passage this morning, I want to talk a little bit about what led up to chapter 8. Well, as many of you know, that the book of Acts it tells the story of the church from beginning and all the things that happened after Jesus came back and how the church began. Well, it starts out with the Holy Spirit coming in power at Pentecost with 120 of the disciples waiting in the upper room. Then those people brought 3,000 to the Lord that day. Then the church started growing so rapidly that the disciples couldn't minister to all the people that needed to be taken care of, widows and people like that. So they appointed Stephen to head up, you might say, the home care ministry. And Stephen has been recorded as being the first Christian martyr. He was falsely accused. And in a, you might call it a sermon, Stephen spoke to a group of Jews, and he says things like this, and this is right out of the Bible. He called them stiff-necked people who disobeyed the Holy Spirit and killed the prophets who told them of the coming righteousness, coming of the righteous one, and how their ancestors have become his betrayer and murderers. That you, their ancestors, have become the righteous one's betrayer and your murderers. Can you imagine this wouldn't go over too big to a crowd of up to a mob with mob mentality? There could be a problem there, couldn't there? Well, there was. And they went on to stone him to death. But listen to what Stephen says as he's dying. The scripture says that, "But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God." And it says that they put their hands over their ears. The